Welcome to another episode of Ryan's Reviews. It has been almost 2 months since I've been able to say that, but welcome back. Thanks for tuning in. I'm excited to get started again. So I took almost 2 months off just because the podcast is becoming a little too much. I needed a little break from it. I've recorded over a year's worth of episodes. Looking forward to getting back into it, but I want to change the format of the podcast yet again. But I think this is the format again. The last year or so has been playing around with what works, what I like doing, and what I think will be good for the show. And I think moving forward, instead of diving into a director each week, instead of talking about a movie series, I think that's going to become overwhelming. I'm just going to review one movie a week. I'll tell you guys what the movie is going to be ahead of time. Next week's is going to be Andrei Tarkovsky's Mir, which is currently streaming on Criterion Channel, movie I know little to nothing about. I just was going through Criterion Channel today and taking a look at what they had, and that movie stuck out. It looked interesting. So that's what I'm going to be reviewing next week. But that's kind of what the podcast is going to be. I'm still going to talk about books from time to time. No longer am I going to be talking about anything gaming related. And that's because I'm launching a new podcast. It's just going to be at the end of every month. And it's going to be called First Playthrough. It's going to be pretty similar to Ryan's Reviews, except that it's going to be talking about one game, either something newer or something retro, and just talking about my playthrough of it and what I experienced and what I think people will enjoy out of the game or won't enjoy out of it. The game of this month is going to be Metroid Dread, which is on Nintendo Switch. So if you want to check that out ahead of time, it's only about 10 hours. I purposely didn't pick a super, super long game for the first episode of the podcast. But Horizon Forbidden West is coming out in just a week or two here. And that will probably be the game that I'm talking about in March. Okay. Also on that note, not a video game note, but new podcast note. I am also trying to launch a baseball podcast focused on news and analytics. I haven't come up with a title quite yet. But as long as baseball is happening and baseball, the union, and the owners come to an agreement, I am planning on starting a weekly baseball podcast, which I actually had started last year called At the Bat. But I wasn't super organized with it. I didn't really know what I was doing, and I didn't really know what I was talking about, first of all, because last year was pretty much the first year that I ever started watching baseball. And now I'm more into it than I probably was ever into basketball. Now I'm into baseball, I don't know. I'm into the stats, I'm into everything about it. I know all the teams, I know most of the players. I read a baseball book probably every month. So I am into the sport. I'm definitely looking to do something podcast related with that, and maybe some writing as well. So we'll see. I don't know. Yeah, that one's still up in the air exactly what it's going to look like, but I'm planning on, once a week covering everything that happened in the baseball world. I know there are a million shows that do that, just like there are a million shows that review books and movies, but I don't know. I'll try and figure out a way of making it unique. So, what's been happening the last couple months movie-wise, I guess, is what I will talk about here. So here we go. Watched quite a few movies. I tried to, in the last couple of weeks, get through The Eternals, and I cannot do it. I think I might be giving up on that one, which will be the first Marvel movie I've not seen, but maybe that's healthy. I don't know when that was. Seems like a long time ago now when I reviewed Aquaman and suffered through it. I just won't do it anymore. So yeah, The Eternals, I watched 30 minutes of it and said, not for me. I read Neil Gaiman's Eternal graphic novel before, really enjoyed that. But when it came to the movie, man, there's just so many new characters introduced and everything that I think most people will struggle to care about any of it. It's overwhelming. It's too much. I don't know. Part of me, I keep going back and forth. I'm like, oh, I need to sit through this. I need to watch it. It could make for a good podcast episode, so maybe I will at some point. But anyway, two new movies that I talked about, I didn't talk about yet, but I'm about to. Two new movies that I watched over the last week were Nightmare Alley and The Last Duel. both of which I very much enjoyed. Nightmare Alley is Guillermo del Toro's new movie. It stars Bradley Cooper, Rooney Mara, Cate Blanchett, and Willem Dafoe. And anyway, it's a remake of a noir movie from the 1940s. And it's awesome that we have an example of neo-noir. It's a genre that is dying, kind of like westerns or musicals. It's a genre that there's just not a lot of films made that fall under it. And I think most people will enjoy Nightmare Alley. I think the last third of the story, the wheels start to come off the bus a little bit, but the setup, just the overall plot, I think most people are going to enjoy this one. It's currently streaming on HBO Max as well as Hulu, so it's on two streaming services. The Last Duel is just on HBO. Adam Driver, Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, this is the night movie that most people watch the trailer and they're like, I do not want to see Ben Affleck in this role, or I don't want to see Matt Damon in this role, it's too weird. But I thought the movie worked pretty well, and for what it's worth, I really liked it. I really did. I know there's a lot of people that watched it and afterwards just kind of dismissed it. And maybe it's the structure of the film. It's very similar to Run, Lola, Run or Rashomon in the fact that it is the same story, but it's told from three different points of view. But I would recommend checking it out for yourself and, yeah, seeing. My partner and I also participated in Sundance again this year. I'm just going to talk about it briefly because there's not a whole lot to say about it. We only checked out four movies this year just due to the fact that the package that we had last year, they raised their prices quite a bit. So last year, I think we checked out something like 9 or 10 movies. This year, we only checked out four. And we kind of just had to go off of log lines and like the little snippets they had about every movie. And we kind of, I don't know, we missed more than we hit. I'll say that. Yeah, we watched, the four movies that we watched were Call Jane, Lucy and Desi, When You Finish Saving the World, and Fresh. Call Jane is a biopic centered around the topic of abortion in the late 1960s. It's a movie that is very by the numbers. It's not going to be a movie that I would recommend. It's not going to be a movie that you are going to sit down and be like, wow, I'm excited about watching this one. It's when it was done, I said, it's kind of a ho-hum. That was all right. So I would not recommend checking that out. Lucy and Desi is the movie of the four that I would say that you should check out. It's going to be on Amazon Prime in just a few months. This is Amy Poehler's directorial debut. Just telling kind of it doesn't just focus on the relationship between Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz, but it really kind of focuses on Lucille Ball as a comedian and talks about her life as well. And that was the most interesting part of it for me. But it's really cool that they draw back and you get a lot of recorded audio from Lucille Ball, from Desi Arnaz. You're not hearing so much from other people, but you're actually hearing from Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz themselves. So that I thought that was a neat way of going about it. So check that one out on Amazon Prime if you get a chance. When You Finish Saving the World was a movie that I enjoyed a lot more than my partner did. This is Jesse Eisenberg's directorial debut. And you have some characters here that are kind of over the top. Julianne Moore plays this mother who helps out at this women's shelter, and it's all about the relationship between her and her son. Her son is this wannabe musician. He streams, and people listen to his music from around the world. He's very, very focused on that, while at the same time trying to figure out how to get the girl, is I guess what he's trying. That's the main focus of his story. While at the same time just dealing with all the emotions that are going on in his head. So yeah, the characters, it's sometimes a little too much. But I did end up enjoying it. When the movie finished, I was pretty happy with what we had gotten. But I don't think it's going to be a movie for everyone. And the last movie that I'm going to talk about is the one that was maybe the talk of the festival, and maybe for the wrong reason, and that is Fresh. A movie that made me so unbelievably uncomfortable that I had to shut it off about halfway through, and I said that I didn't want to finish it. And then I thought about it for 5 minutes and I decided to give it another go and I ended up finishing it. So I was pretty happy about finishing it. But in terms of actual movie quality, I would definitely not recommend checking this one out. Wow. It is. Yeah. So the log line was all, and this is, I mean, it's our fault for not researching more, I guess. But the log line was all about kind of like this. It seemed like it was a psychological horror centered around online dating, and it is that, but it's way more than that. The log line didn't give anything away. It's extremely gruesome, very shocking, and yeah. Oof, yeah, not an easy movie to get through, and definitely, unless you are into, yeah, I don't want to get like, if you're into Saw or Hostel or some horror movie like that, you might want to check this one out. But if you are not, do not check this one out. Do not. I had a, like Hostel is pro Hostel, and those series are my least favorite movie series of all time. And yeah, the fact that this reminded me of those things is never a good thing. But anyway, on that note, let's end today's podcast with that. I'll be back next week talking about Mir by Andrei Tarkovsky. It's on Criterion Channel. If you do want to check it out, looking forward to kind of finding the final format of the show. Looking forward to just, yeah, going from here on out. So thank you for joining today. Hope you can tune in next week.